mentioned people stealing valor. You've also reported extensively, I guess, on people coming from the other side, not stealing valor, but perhaps hiding their power level within the military. How big of a problem is the far right for the US military? And have you seen the US military's approach to this issue change over the years?
Yeah, so it's definitely a problem. It's always a problem that's kind of hard to get great numbers about, but it's, you talk to most military, to a lot of veterans, and they'll tell you that's, you know, what a crazy problem it is. Like, extremists are attracted to the military for a lot of reasons, one of which is to get, you know, combat training that they can then use for, you know, maybe to inflict on civilian targets. But, you know, I first started kind of covering this a couple of years ago when there was a big infiltration of Identity Europa's chat groups, and Unicorn Riot got a hold of all their chats. And using their chats and working with a couple anti-fascist researchers, we were able to find 12 active duty servicemen in Identity Europa. Since those stories published, I think half of them were kicked out and half of them have been allowed to stay in, which I think kind of tells you a lot about how the American military approaches extremism, which is to say it's like very uneven and disorganized, and they will often let people that are straight up neo-Nazis stay in if they, you know, show the slightest bit of remorse. And it's like very much up to like commanders' individual discretion as to, you know, what punishment they face. But oftentimes I wouldn't be surprised if those commanders are often sympathetic to far-right white nationalist views. That kind of changed over after the insurrection, because the initial reports showed such a high number of veterans and military people with military affiliation storming the Capitol. And our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, issued like this stand down order, which basically required all commanders over like a month period to sit down with their troops and have like a discussion about extremism and the dangers of extremism and how it's not acceptable, which, you know, isn't the it's basically just like an elaborate talking to. It's not like much of a, it's really, I don't know how much that's really going to accomplish. But now the Pentagon is like trying to claim that they are, you know, going to increase standards for who they let into the military, that